It's 7 minutes past six and you're tuned to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Following the All Share today, they closed marginally up, up 0.25% to 55,879 points. And it was green across the bourse with the exception of industrials that were down 0.33%. The currencies had a fairly weak day today. The US dollar made gains against the rand, almost 2/3 of a percent. Against the rand there, where we're now trading at 12 rand 5 cents against the greenback. Against the pound, the rand lost over a percent to trade at 16 rand 99, and the euro almost 1% weaker at 14 rand 80. Gold has been fairly steady at $1,332 an ounce. Platinum is at $911 and palladium at $901. Very interesting to see palladium now cheaper than an ounce of platinum. Joining me to discuss the markets is the formidable Wayne McCurry. Good evening, Wayne. Great to have you in studio.
Pleasure, thanks.
We had a little hostile takeover brewing a few days ago with the announcement that Aton, a German investment firm, were bidding for Murray and Roberts. Where have things panned out since that news that they'd acquired about 33% of the shares in Murray and Roberts?
Look, they've made an offer of 15 rand. Murray and Roberts shareholders say, no, hang on a second, it's worth 20 or 22 rand, and we urge shareholders not to take this offer. But as far as I understand, some big shareholders have agreed to take the 15 rand offer. So that's
Alan
where we
Gray,
sit right now.
Alan Gray is one of them.
Correct. So now we sit and wait to see whether they up the offer or whether other shareholders take the 15 rand.
Long-suffering shareholders in Murray and Roberts would have become accustomed to a share price under 10 rand, I think, before this announcement came along.
The share had collapsed quite dramatically in the last few months. And obviously, that's why they're a takeover target. These takeovers are opportunistic. Try and get something for the cheap. And they offered, was it a 50% premium to the weighted average price or something like that? So we'll have to see how shareholders react to this, but that's where we stand. Murray and Roberts have appointed an independent committee to value the company, and they say 20 to 22 rand. Other guys say 15, and we'll see what shareholders say.
Do you think from a cyclical perspective, because we know that construction companies have been in the doldrums for a long time.
Look, Murray and Roberts are adamant they're no longer a construction company. They're energy company. They do oil projects, but they're still constructing. But they clearly are no longer a civil construction company. They do oil and gas exploration type of projects now.
Most of these construction companies have had to move away from their traditional business model.
Oh,
I mean, Group 5 has effectively become a toll operator in Europe.
Yes, and I mean, they've all had to move away, some with catastrophic results, going out into other countries and trying to find work, but that's what you do to survive, is you go and try and find something to do somewhere else, and hopefully it tides you over until the cycle does turn, because this has been a long, long down cycle.
From the heydays of the 2010 World Cup, it certainly has been, but there's not exactly much room for optimism at the moment.
No, probably the worst is probably behind them, to be honest. The worst is probably behind them.
Just an update, Wayne, on the trade war between the US and China.
Now, look, I mean, you just wish that politicians worldwide would just be sitting in the background and working for the good of the country, whereas this is just politics, man. This is not even economics. This is to gain political favor at home in amongst President Bush's voter base. But now this can – I think it's a lot of bluster, personally. I think that President Trump will back down, because now there's a true economic cost. I mean, you've seen the markets, how they've reacted. And now this story today coming out from President Trump that he wants to slap tariffs on $100 billion worth of imports. So that's $20 billion, then $50 billion, then $100 billion. And then he makes a statement today saying that there's no trade war between the U.S. and China. America's already lost it, and China has gained however many trillion, have almost stolen however many trillion of our dollars. You know, the U.S. is the biggest proponent and the biggest benefactor of global trade. To go and attack global trade, where it's actually your baby, essentially, and the US is still by a country mile the richest nation in the world. I mean, no other nation even approaches them, even vaguely, in respect of sheer wealth, that was created at the end of the day on the back of global trade. Now, to go and attack that base, I mean, it's just not logical. But then I suppose, are politicians logical?
No, and they don't really give us much hope for optimism regardless.
But now, apparently China's gone to the World Trade Organization, and the US is obviously a signatory of that, and it maybe be thrashed out at that level rather than just politically with tit-for-tat retaliations. And it seems so ironic that we're relying on China to almost save global trade and to hopefully apply some
and the environment
restraint. Sir.
And the environment through its membership of the Paris Accord, which America is one of only two countries, as I understand it, that have left or not party to that agreement anymore.
Yeah, look, hopefully this all blows over, because given the fact that global share markets are expensive, this can have serious repercussions in an environment that's not very supportive of share valuations. You know, an environment of global trade is not supportive of share valuations. We've got to be careful here.
Okay, so we'd like to see that big climb down there. But certainly, I think one of the big things, certainly in the market today, was just the weakness in the rand.
Yes, but I mean, the rand has been massively strong. And, you know, maybe the US jobs data put a bit of weakness in it, but it could just be profit-taking. I mean, when you think where the rand was a year ago, and it's to the day almost when Pravin Gordhan was fired, eh?
Right.
And it's literally almost to the day a year ago when he was fired. So it was on the end of March last year.
Just shows you how quickly times change. Ooh, Jacob Zuma in the dock 1 year later.
Things can change quickly, and this time they've changed as far as markets and the currency's concerns for the positive.
All right, great. We're going to have to leave it there, Wayne, but thanks very much for your thoughts this evening. That was Wayne McCurry, a senior portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments.